Tornadoes developed along an arc from La Crosse to Marinette counties. A resort was destroyed in Langlade County, and nearby in Oconto County, a tornado ripped a half-mile wide by 7-mile long swath through the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. At least 25 homes in the forest have been severely damaged. Captain Flip Hartman of the Townsend Fire Department says crews spent today trying to clean up the area for the local electric utility.
Our primary mission is to clear the roads so that public service can restore power. And there's just so many trees down. For ground zero, per se, where the worst areas were hit, it's looking at least a couple of days, if not longer.
Several other communities across the state also report damaged homes and other property, either from the high winds or large hail. But Lori Getter of Wisconsin Emergency Management says despite at least 5 tornadoes, early assessments show there's probably not enough damage to request federal disaster funds to help individuals.
It's not so much about how many tornadoes, it just depends on the extent of damage. And, you know, we're very fortunate with these storms that they hit mainly rural areas. There are lots of trees down, but you don't get disaster assistance for downed trees.
Getter says many owners of damaged homes will probably be covered by private insurance. She says there may be state disaster help for local government costs. Local volunteers are also pitching in. In Oconto County, Flip Hartman says many people last night helped in the cleanup, including fixing the roof at a local tavern. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.